Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. Now, I hope every week as you listen and tune into the show that you feel my passion, of course, but I really hope that you take the information and the strategies and tips and ideas that my guests and I share and pick one. And I hope weekly you find one or two that you can apply to your life. Because you know me, it's all about application and getting those results. And I hope that we're helping you navigate that road of change that you're on, no matter what it is. Now, to help you on this road of change, of course, I have a tool for you right out of the gate. It's a free resource that I offer. It's my free communication style assessment. And it tells you what you get a little report after you take the quick quiz, and you'll find what your superpowers are for communication, and you will find what your blind spots are with communication. Leverage those strengths, guys. That's what I'm uncovering for you. Be mindful of your blind spots so you don't shoot yourself in the foot and create change that maybe you're not looking for. So again, that awareness of what our highs and our lows are, I think, helps you. Go to whitmanassoce.com/CSA, communication style assessment. So whitmanassoce/CSA, free. I hope you use it, and I hope the information is applicable for you. Also, if you're loving the show, please subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and rate and review. I love reading the love notes. They mean so much to me, and I really do read them. I take them seriously. So thank you so much for that. Now, my motivational quote today is by the amazing Walt Disney. And Walt says, "All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them." So did you know that a positive mindset can help you with things like your relationships, help your health, your personal power, and even creating a life that maybe up until now you've only imagined? And would you like to learn some strategies and tips to shift that mindset so you actually can achieve everything I just mentioned? Yeah, right? Easy peasy. So the next 30 minutes or so, my guest, Dr. Melanie Dean, and I, we're going to break down how shifting your mindset may actually hold the key to just changing your entire life. Melanie is a psychologist and holds two patents on assessment systems that help physicians diagnose and treat chronic conditions, and is the author of, everybody buy her book, Borderline Personality Disorder, the latest assessment and treatment strategies. Now, additionally, Dr. Dean is dedicated to the study of spirituality and has learned directly from the Dalai Lama. Sign me up. She served on the Board of Trustees for Unity World Headquarters and lives in Kansas City, Missouri, with her husband, kids, horses, and dog. She's the creator and leader of The Wave Maker, a free online learning community dedicated to helping people notice and shift their emotions and intentionally direct their energy to create the life that they really want. Please help me welcome Melanie to the show. And I'm just so excited about this topic and this conversation. So thank you for being on.
Oh, thank you, Connie. I'm so happy to be here. And if I may shift people's focus from the old book that I wrote, which was to do with my business, and which is how I got my nugget of idea for this new book. The new book is The Hidden Power of Emotions. So that is the new book, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. But the nugget came out of the old book. I had a publishing business, and that included the authorship of the book you mentioned originally. And out of that, I had this purposeful intention to sell the business, and I didn't know how I was going to do that, and I didn't know anything about how to accomplish that, but I focused on it calmly and quietly every day in my quiet time. And all of a sudden, the business is selling for the exact amount of money that I had been envisioning. So that old book with the old business, it's selling. And at the end of the day, when I have that exact amount of money in the bank that I wanted, I wondered, was something scientifically real taking place with my calm, clear, quiet focus of what I wanted?
Yes.
And could I do that again for something else? And is it real enough that other people could do it? And I found out the answer to all of that. It took me 10 years of research to understand the science behind how it is that our calm, clear, focused desires are real energy waves and how it can bring us everything in life that we want. So that's what's in the book, The Hidden Power of Emotions.
Love it. Love it. And I apologize that I had the wrong book from your bio. So yes, I love, and it's so funny because, right, that we are finding, and I love that you took, first of all, I love that you took 10 years, excuse me, to dig in and look at the science behind it. So that's number one, you know, to again, clearly write something that people can actually use as a tool, apply to their life, and then duplicate what the results were that you have. That's what we're talking about. But emotions, when we are able to tap into those emotions, our thoughts really do become a reality. And there's more and more science out there proving it. So I just love it.
Yeah.
And the emotional, we are emotional beings. So this is super important conversation. So, excuse me, tickle in my throat. First question, tips on how to keep a positive mindset, especially when we're dealing with hardship. And the show is about change, and sometimes change is thrust upon us, right? COVID last year. So how do we create that positive mindset when, like, everything seems to be derailing around us?
Yes, that's such a good question. You know, we all encounter challenges in life, challenges that we end up getting stuck in two main ways where we give away our power. So let me first discuss the ways we give away our power, and then I'll discuss how do we shift that to be powerful.
Okay.
So the two main ways that we tend to give away our power is that we stay focused on others. So that's the first way. And by that, what I mean is that we blame others, we feel resentful, we feel angry, we complain, we have a lot of energy wrapped up in when things go wrong and challenges come our way, in assigning if somebody had done something differently, I wouldn't be in this difficulty, I wouldn't have this mess. And that's a common reaction because, of course, when we get challenges in our life, we get difficulties, we do want to identify what is the cause of them so that we can fix them and they don't happen again, right? So that's a natural reaction to say, where is the cause of the difficulty? Where you derail yourself with your power is when you stay stuck there with this focus on others and you don't shift it to where your power base is, which is, what's mine to do in this? What do I want as a result of this? So the second way we give away our power, we derail our power, is when we stay with the fear, when we stay with the emotions of the fear and the anxiety and the worry, which are also natural initial reactions. So I'm not saying don't have that reaction. We do, right? It's something changes in our life and we're like, ay, 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 what's that going to mean for
us? Absolutely.
So the derailment is when you don't shift out of that, when you don't transform those worry and anxiety and fear reactions to working for you. So when you're ready, I'll shift to the focus of how do you make those emotions work for you and why they're real.
And, you know, this is important foundationally, Melanie, right? Because we love to deflect. It's so much easier to the problems out there. The problem can't be in here because then it, well, I think that's a level of fear, but I think it's also that, if I know that it's something internally that I co-created with whatever the situation is, that then I have to take some of the blame, right? And we don't want to blame. We want to deflect and blame the world. So I totally get that piece of it. So, okay. That's human.
So if I could interrupt just a minute on that. I would like to offer that there are many circumstances that do come people's way that do not have anything to do with what they caused themselves.
Okay.
And the tendency to say, well, if somebody else had done something different, or a government system, or a group of people, or my boss, or whomever had made different decisions, I wouldn't be dealing with this challenge. Now, that may be very well true. So it's not necessarily something that you brought to you with faulty thinking or anything like that. So you can really release that and just know that you may be having a natural reaction to something that's real, which is other people are out there in the world making decisions and doing things that affect you. But your power is always to shift and transform that to your own focus for what it is you're wanting to have come out of this experience. So staying away from self-blame is just as important as staying away from blame of others. So it's important to just shift it back to your power base, which I'll describe a little more thoroughly in just a minute.
Yeah, and you know, last year with all the politics, all the politics going on, doesn't matter what side you were on, the shenanigans on both sides was ridiculous, right? It's just like ridiculous. Yeah. And my kids, you know, because now they're voting, right? They're of age, and they would get stuck and angry at the media or whatever. And I kept saying, just don't watch it. Like, look at you're getting yourself all twisted and this negative vibration. Why? What can you control when you go in that voting booth? That's mail in your ballot. But what can you control? That's what you control. And you try to find information that is value added for you so you can make an educated decision. But stop watching the shenanigans on both sides, because you're not learning anything from it and you're creating angst in your life. Why? You're not sleeping. It's ridiculous, right? You're giving up your own power. And that, I think, is very dangerous. Yeah. Great, great example of stuff that is happening out. And it's real. It's real stuff. But then don't take it on. Don't take that burden on when it's, you know, it's ridiculous. There's no need to. Talk to me. Go ahead. Talk to me about the power foundation that you were saying.
Yes. So that leads right into, I would like it if I could describe to people what these energy waves look like when your kids are in that frustrated place listening to the news. They are feeling angry, resentful, anxious, worried, whatever fear, those feelings that come forward. Now, every time we have an emotion, our body makes real molecules of energy to match that emotion.
Okay.
And these molecules are made out of the same energy elements that everything is made out of in the universe, that your cell phone's made out of, trees are made out of. It's carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen that make up the molecules of the emotions in your body. Now, inside, way inside in the tiniest, itty-bittiest parts of those molecules is very powerful subatomic waves of energy. Mm. And every emotion has a wave pattern that's unique to that emotion. So the emotions of fear, anxious, worry, frustration, resentment, anxiety, those emotions have generally a pattern that is sharp, jagged, chaotic, unevenly spaced, and it's not very powerful. It is actually three times less powerful than your emotions of calm, purposeful, focused, clear knowing for what it is you want in your life. Those wave patterns are smooth and evenly spaced, and they are three times more powerful. They can be measured at 0.55 decibels per hertz. They're three times more powerful because those waves can easily get in sync with similar other waves, which connects you with what it is you're wanting in your life. So the foundation of what you said is so true. To claim your power and create these evenly smooth, calm, clear waves of what you desire for yourself, that is powerful.
That, like, so cool the way you just described that, the jagged edge. I'm a visual person, right? So the jagged edge, of course, there's no fluidity with that. So it's like these hard corners. It's hard to drive a car in a hard corner, but when you have this very fluid kind of motion, right, it's easier to navigate than those spikes like that you described. So how do we use this? I totally understand that. I love the smoothness, right? The fluidity of the, and those that are listening audio. Just picture it like a wave, like just this very easy wave up and down, troughs and the highs, and then ups and downs, very smooth, right? That's what Melanie is doing with her hand. How do you use this strategy, this fluidity, to be more positive in life and even in your relationships?
Well, the you have two main powers. And so the 10 years of research that I did, understanding the power of our emotions, became clear that our two main powers are to clearly, calmly, and quietly know what we want. So your focused intention. And your focused intention, when you really know what you want, it automatically pulls forth in you this eagerness, this excitement, this visioning of hopefulness for that coming true in your life. So that's incredibly powerful, to have the emotions of eagerness and hopefulness and clarity for what you want. That's your first main power. Mm. And your second main power goes right along with that. When these energy waves get in sync, because remember the smooth, calm, clearly focused energy waves, when they get in sync, they share encoded information under the rules of quantum physics. So I'm not going to get into the rules of quantum physics, but they share encoded information, and they are communicating both inside your body and outside your body in this shared energy field that we all participate in. That communication, when these energy waves are sinking and they are sharing encoded information, you feel the tug of that within you of knowing, I'm getting connected, I'm sinking with what I want. Now you feel that tug as a hunch, an idea, an inspiration, a clear knowing. It's your intuition working for you. It's your gut that says, this is it. This is a match from what I want. So that's scientifically real. Your intuitive guidance, your gut knowing is scientifically real. That means these two greatest powers, they can bring you everything in life that you want, because you can set, you can transform the worry, anxiety, jagged energy pattern to say, what do I want as a result of this? So that's claiming your power back within yourself. You are saying, I'm going to transform this worry, fear, anxiety to what is it that I would like as a result on the end? Get clear about that. Calmly, quietly, do that in your mind and feel the eagerness and hopefulness of it. That's working your first power. Your second power is when you just stay in that calm, quiet place and you pay attention to your inner, wise, intuitive guidance on which decisions are right for you, which opportunities are right for you. That connects you with what you want.
So how do you help people? How do you teach people to... that made total sense, but now I'm thinking in my head, okay, so how do I quiet my mind? How do I tune into my intuition, my inner guidance, right? That's really what we're doing. So how do I do that?
Yes. Well, probably we all, and your listeners listening to your spiritual change and manifesting positive change, positiveness out of change, sure, are already familiar with the power of having some quiet time every day, and familiar with some ways that work for you to calm your mind and calm your body. So those ways, how do you find that, Connie, for yourself, that you're able to calm your mind and calm your body? Do you have ways, strategies that work for you?
Yeah, and it's interesting. I have a monkey mind. There's no question. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard for me to shut off, because I'm always strategizing, thinking what's next, because I'm curious by nature. So I can watch something on TV and apply it to my business in some way, right? Like I hear messages all the time, or I'll be speaking with someone and they'll say, oh, whatever's going on in their life. And I'll say to them, you could create a business from that. And they look at me. I'm always thinking strategically, right? So to shut that off is really hard, Melody. I'm going to be honest. So what I try to do is meditation, I have found, is difficult for me. I try to do it every morning at the beginning of my day, before I'm in the throes of thinking and networking and recording shows and all of the other creating my content. So I try to do it first thing in the morning. That seems to be my most quiet time. At night, my mind races. So for me, it's the AM. The other thing is I try to either, the beach is one of the places for me that I become, it transforms me immediately without me having to do anything. So I try to go, we're in the Jersey Shore, so I do try to go to the beach as much as I can. And the other thing I would say is for me, even at the end of the day, just sitting on my deck or sitting on my patio, trees and earth and the birds and listening, just watching the blue sky. So that is another one at the end of my day that I find works is being in nature, even if it's in my backyard, right? So
Well, you mentioned key strategies that can work for everybody, and some of them I use also, like calming and quieting my mind and my body, being in nature. And that's such a key way. Often you can take a walk. And so people think, well, I can't meditate or calm myself when I'm walking or jogging, but you can because it tends to clear your mind. So whatever that allows that monkey mind, as you mentioned, to just be more quiet, it will never go away. But if you can, find your own strategies for allowing that monkey mind, that chat, mind, those dialogues that go on in your head, for just allowing them to be quieter so that you can purposefully activate those smooth, calm, even waves of clarity for what you want. It's hard to be clear about what you want when you're engaged in the dialogue, like we all do when somebody has said something we don't like or something's happened that we don't like. We engage in this conversation in our head about it, right? And it's hard to turn that conversation off. Well, you cannot feel clear about what you really want for yourself in your life if you are still listening to that conversation. So turn the volume down on it and turn the volume down on it and allow it to just park in the parking lot somewhere out there, you know, playing softly. Don't worry, it'll always be there for you whenever you want it. So find whatever strategies work better for you. Maybe listening to some music allows your mind to calm. Maybe journaling allows your mind to calm. Sometimes I like to lay on the floor and then just rock my knees back and forth because then I can concentrate on that soft, quiet movement, and that helps me. Some people enjoy paying attention to their breathing, calmly breathing in and paying attention to that, even putting an affirmation with it, which is, I breathe in the calmness and the power of this energy that's available to me, and I breathe out and release the jagged, chaotic energy I no longer want. So whatever methods allow you to just quiet your mind and quiet your body for just a couple of minutes is powerful. You can do this for just 3 minutes. It's powerful.
A couple of things that, I love everything you just said, and I agree. And for me, the piece I think I'm going to add to my practices is I'm going to visualize, like when I breathe in, that I'm going to visualize the calming waves, right? And then when I exhale, I'm going to visualize those jagged edges leaving me, right? And then being transmuted out in, because I'm visual. So I love those two things. It's interesting. I have my older son, he's 24, and he's brilliant and very intuitive and very spiritual, which is fascinating. You know, he's 6'3" and a half, this big burly guy. And yet he's connected to his inner workings, right? Very open to hypnosis and stuff like that, which I love. He has found, because he tried meditating, and like me, his mind is always going, and it was frustrating him. So one day he took a walk. We have a beautiful park here in Homedale, and it's very hilly and beautiful. And they do cross country, you know, throughout New Jersey. They'll come here to do the cross country. It's a beautiful park. And so he goes through the trails and he kind of jogs through them because he's in very good shape. And he comes home after and says, I can't believe my mind was quiet. And it's like taking, I think the Japanese call it a nature shower. Well, he's in their trails, right? Through the trees. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful environment. But he hears the birds, you hear the, you know, the branches, you hear the leaves under his feet. And he finds it very, for him, he gets answers when he does that. So that's another example. He's very physical. So sitting and meditating was truly painful. So anybody that's struggling, you know, they say meditate, quiet. quiet the mind, and you're thinking that's impossible. He has found, and I'm going to go back to what you said. I don't know that he pays attention to his breathing. He's more aware of his environment, of the greenness, of the brown contrast of the trees, right? Of the sound of his feet, of the birds chirping, the buzz of a bee maybe going by. So he's very aware of the natural sounds, which I think is what ends up calming him. And that's when he has his breakthrough ideas or calmness or answers come to him. So that movement, I think we can meditate through moving and just being part of nature, because nature knows how to be natural.
Right? Yes. And you just mentioned something so important, and your son is working his power. What's his name?
John.
John. So John is working his power. You just described the full access to power, and John's doing it. He's calming his mind. He's calming his body. He happens to be doing it through taking a run through the nature and paying attention to the nature and allowing that to calm him. You can do that in your mind also by just imagining those waves and imagining the beach. Like, you could take yourself to the beach in your mind.
That's where I go.
But John is doing something also, which is the second part of our power, and John's doing it. He is paying attention to his wise, intuitive, inspirational guidance, and he's getting his answers. You said that. Your son gets his answers when
Absolutely.
He is doing this. And we all have that power to get the answers for how it's best for us to proceed. Because our real energy waves, when we're calm and we are clear with ourselves about what we want and what is for us next in this world, what we desire, those are those calm, clear waves, and they are syncing
yes.
with similar other waves. They are sharing encoded information. Now, you know, it's like a net of energy out there. So our energy waves, when they're syncing both inside our body and outside our body in this universe of energy mm-hmm. that connects us all. It's like a net. And you know, when you pull on one end of the net, it automatically creates a change on the other end of the net.
Sure.
So when you've got energy waves that are connecting, they're syncing, and they're sharing information, you feel that connection. It's like a change happened, and you're like, ah, there it is. There's the syncing with what I want. And you're paying attention to that, which comes in the form of what you described your son feels. He has inspirations. He has ideas. He has a clear knowing. He has a tug of, ah, that's for me. Your son described it perfectly, or you described it for him on his behalf perfectly.
Yeah, it's interesting. He had a reading done by a good friend, and she goes into the Akashic Records, which is another fascinating topic, right?
Yeah.
And he was intrigued by what she said. And one of the things, he graduated right before COVID, was interviewing, and then COVID, everything stopped, right? So his poor kid didn't get a job. So he started doing online classes and growth, just inner growth for his own, build skill, right? Which is wonderful. And that's what we guided him to do. Just build skill,
yes.
right? You're not getting a job. Nobody's hiring.
Yep.
there's still information to be gathered to grow. So he did that. And then he had this reading, and it was funny, months later, he listened to the reading and he transcribed it through notes, because he instead of typing, he likes to handwrite. He's an old soul. So to really get into his brain. Well, he did 50% of all of the things that his guides and masters were guiding him through this reading. He had already implemented half of the things by doing these classes. The second interesting mm-hmm. thing he found is he went back and listened, and the angels or guides, whatever, said to him, you're not finding a job because it's not in alignment with where you can get a job, but it's going to be soul sucking. And if you're getting a job for benefits and money, you could do that, right? But it's soul sucking. But you're finding it difficult to find a job because the guys are trying to tell you, start a business. So he and my husband have been talking about this business during COVID, we started talking about it. And the two of them now are my son, because my husband works full time, is focused on this business. And I truly believe he's going to be able to transform that and make money because he's listening to that inner guidance again.
Yes.
And it's just fascinating. And everybody externally, he says, oh, everybody doesn't think I should get a job. I said, I don't care what people think. You're young. You have no commitments. Now's the time to try to start a business. And if it doesn't go anywhere, did you lose anything? No. What did you learn? You gained, right? This, it's still priceless information. You're making part of who you are. And then you go get a job after COVID. Big deal. So, using that time. But see, that's another thing too, Melanie. We have other people. What are they going to think? I'm not doing it the right way. What is the right way? Right? So how do you answer that when people say, yeah, but, and we're that really is my last question. We're almost out of time. But how do you, I get the wave. I get the inner workings. You just shared some ideas. But we are human and we listen to what our peeps, right? Our family, our members, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, whoever, our friends, that I'm not doing it the right way. How do we break free to own that power when everybody's telling you, you're not doing the right thing? That's a big mistake. Why are you doing that? Right? You get it. You get what I'm saying.
I do get what you're saying. And the key to that is to listen to what people are saying for the information that it provides to you, because people will give you ideas, things you haven't thought about. And research on intuition is real, and they've done a lot of research on it. Research on the power of intuition shows that it's strongest when you gather a lot of information.
Yes.
And CEOs that use intuition in making as part of their decision-making process in their corporate world, they are proven to make better decisions and they have better performance and higher company profits because they use intuition as part of their decision. So the key to this is to not get derailed by other people's opinions, listen for what they have to offer you, but then take that into your quiet time because now you've gathered a lot of information. You likely have questions about what is the best way for me to proceed, not somebody else's way of proceeding, but your own way of proceeding. You take that into your quiet time, your calm, clear, quiet time that you're going to carve out every day, just a little bit of it. And you are going to get familiar with how your intuitive, wise self talks to you when there's a match for what you want. You're going to feel a clear knowing. It will not be chaotic. It will not be anxious. You may wonder, how is this going to take place?
Yes.
That is a wondering that you can have on top of it. But your calm, clear knowing, you will feel it inside. You'll feel it as a warmth. You'll feel it as an eagerness. It'll bring a smile to your face. You'll feel it as that's right. You'll feel it in any of those ways. And that's what you pay attention to. And that, along with all the information you've gathered, you go with your wise, intuitive guidance with all the information that you've gathered. So don't get derailed from what it is that's your pathway.
Yeah, and that's the ownership of the power, right? It's okay to listen to people. You know, and my dad is 90, God bless him, but my husband and I still, Dad, this happened. What would you do? Like, what do you think? Because we trust him, right? So he'll give his insight. We'll be like, oh, we never even thought of that. That's a great idea, right? So it's not a bad thing to listen to people who I think you trust and are wiser than you, right? They're probably 10, 20, 30 years older than you. So I think that's smart. The other thing is do the research, right? Because I think the clearer we get on the options available, the clearer it becomes which option is the match for us. So I love that idea. So everybody, I want to recap the tips that Melanie gave us, right? Own your power, right? And the two different pieces of that we spoke about at the beginning. But own your power by, it's okay to listen to other people, take it into advisement, right? Make it part of your research to what are my options here? And then quiet that mind, get rid of the jaggedness of that anxiety, fear. Don't come from that place, transmute it over to, this is the information. Now let me quietly sit and go into that smooth up and down vibration like a wave, right? And then digest that and listen to your body. Your body will give you the answers. So Melanie, in your book, one more time for everybody, what's the name of the book?
The Hidden Power of Emotions.
I love that. The Hidden Power of Emotions. And do you give strategies and tips? Because this is another thing you do. Okay, because I've learned.
Every chapter has strategies, tips. The information in the book is easy to understand.
Good.
Every chapter has a power zapper, common ways people give away their power, and a power booster, which is how can you really grow your power and enhance it. So it's very easy with lots of stories and examples and lots of strategies.
And I think that's important because, you know, like everybody, you know, 10 years, meditate. And it was painful. It was painful for me. And I thought, I am never going to quiet my mind because this is, every time I go to do my breathing, I'm thinking, oh my God, what? I should have put that on the shopping list. So my mind, right? And I thought, I'm like a failure at this. So then what do? We beat ourselves up. Oh, Connie can't meditate. So in I like different strategies, like my son going to the park. It's when he's feels that anxious, that tightness, he says, I'll be back. Where are you going? I need to go for a walk. Okay. When it's raining and he's having a bad day, he'll come down and he'll do, we have a, in the garage, we have a little gym created. Mm-hmm. He'll lift weights or do the bike or do something. Yeah. So he knows he needs physical movement for him to find his clarity, because then I guess maybe even subconsciously doesn't realize it, but when you're doing weightlifting or when you're walking, you have to do your breathing. So for him, it must be a way, right, to quiet it. So I love different strategies because nobody's the same, so that you give a combination of things people can try. The other thing, guys, did you hear what Melanie said? She gives you not only the strategies of implementation, but she gives you the factual information to digest and understand. Once we understand where our power is coming, where we're giving our power away, how to take our power back, right? All of those things through emotional context. Now you're in a place of power that you can make a decision on how to move forward and how to tap into your own body. So I love it. To me, like, it's a manual of life that you're discussing, right, Melanie?
Yes, it absolutely is. That's why I wrote it. I wrote it for my kids as a manual for life.
I love it. See, we're always in mom mode. I'm telling you, we're always in mom mode. And I learn from my kids every day, Mel, right? It's a brilliant relationship. Motherhood, it's priceless.
Yeah.
So everyone, if you would like more information, and the book they can find on the website too, right,
yes,
Mel?
Yep. Absolutely.
Please go to, she's keeping it easy for you, melaniedean.com. So it's MelaniedeDean.com. Don't worry, I will put it in the show notes so you can find Melanie easily, find the book, read it. And you have other information on the website as well, I'm assuming?
Lots of information and lots of free information. Join my community, my WaveMaker community, and I will send out videos and information free to help you on your journey of powerful.
I love it. Yes. Guys, you have the power to be powerful. And here's yet another tool, the book, the strategy, just the combination of information that Melanie shared on the show. Implementation. You have to do something, even if it's go to the website and buy the book. That's a step, in my opinion, where you're showing the universe you are interested in learning about your power and how to own your power and how to implement and create the life of your dreams. Because guys, we can all create the life of our dreams. We have the power within every one of us. Yes. And quantum physics. And this is why, you know, when I started the in the beginning of my intro, right, Melanie? It's real. It's science is proving everything. And Melanie took the decade to really peel it back, digest it for us, and provide this simple solution. One more time, the title of the book?
The Hidden Power of Emotions.
I just
love it. And go to melaniedean.com.
Love it. Thank you so much, Melanie, for being on.
Thank you, Connie. I love
this conversation. We could talk all day. I could talk all day about this.
yes.
And you know what's funny, Mel? I feel like we're too quick to give our power over because we think others are better, smarter, stronger than us, when the reality is we're enough. We really are enough.
Oh, yes.
And we have the answers within. So
please
buy the book, because guys, this is another tool for you to put in your tool belt and be able to think strategically on how you want to create the life that you imagine. You know what? Why the heck not? Let's make it our reality. And I do wish that for every one of you. Melanie, thank you for being on. Truly
thank you,
a joy.
Connie.
truly a joy. So we'll be doing more shows. I could feel Melanie in our future, guys.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, totally. And I hope you will all join me weekly as we question, build, and discover that change, no matter what it is for you, it's easier than you think. And there are people like Melanie out there that have these wonderful tools and tips and strategies and resources for you to navigate that change. Here's the deal. We've delivered it to you on a silver spoon. I hope that was easily digestible information. Take a piece of it, buy the book, try one thing that we talked about, some of the strategies that Melanie and I spoke about. Try one thing. That's all we're asking. That one step is how we create change in an effective way, that we get it to stick and create the life that we want. So please, again, just buy the book. Listen to the show again if that helps you. But I really do hope some of the strategies you can apply today and get the results that you're destined to get. Melanie, yes. Thank you so much again for being on. What a wonderful conversation. Love the book.
Thank you.
Yeah, a real pleasure. And thank you all for listening to The Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on Web Talk Radio. I really do thank you for joining me every week. And I do hope that all of the information is applicable and apply it again, right? Application to get the results. And I wish you all just a wonderful week. I'm honored to have you on this journey of change with me. And I do hope that I become a trusted advisor in your world, and I look forward to seeing you all next week. Thank you again, everybody.